Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. I am your host, Don Nikoloff, as you heard in the announcement there, and I'll be with you for at least the next hour. I've got a guest tonight. Surprise, surprise. I've got a very, very knowledgeable person, not just in radio, but in his field, and I'll save that for a moment. I just want to give a shout out to all the people around this wonderful world, especially in Russia, Australia. I presume we've got somebody in New Zealand that's also picking up the broadcast as well. We're in Sweden tonight, Scotland. I know the show will be broadcast all throughout the British Isles in the coming days. And we've got a bunch of Marines in South America listening to us tonight, as well as across these United States on July the 20th on the West Coast, July the 21st on the East Coast, and in the Central Time Zone. And, of course, everywhere else on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. So nice to have everyone join us in. I have to extend some thanks to a number of people. Mr. Ken Adachi has been doing some photographic crops, which are sort of blow-ups of certain sections of photographs that are in the new Three Stooges Go to Washington Part 7 article, and I'm going to create a bonus page. And this is for anybody that wants to kind of do their own research. I'm going to give you a list of 50 aliases, and I think you can have some fun with that, as well as some crops that Ken Adachi made out. So you can see some of the things that I'm describing in these photos, blown up and magnified, and it's just mind-blowing what you're going to see. I'll leave that surprise hopefully for tomorrow. It did take me time to get that article posted. I apologize for those of you who waited and waited and waited, but I think those of you who have read it will agree that it was worth the wait. And I also want to thank Drew Raines, not just for getting phone bridges set up all over the world for tonight's broadcast. Larissa and Bobby out there, if you're listening, Doug, I don't know all the other names of the people that are helping us get this broadcast throughout the world, but I want to thank all of you for everything that you're doing to help us get the truth out. For those of you who haven't read this mystery article, The Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 7. It's in two parts, so that you can download it very easily, quickly, and Parts A and B. Now, I noticed that almost twice as many people are reading Part A as are reading Part B, and I would presume that if you're going there, you're not just a little bit curious, but that you really intend to understand this work that I've done, and I want to encourage you, don't skip Part B. That drives the nail in the coffin, so to speak. And there's a lot of interesting photos there. The story just gets developed at the end of Part A, and Part B just keeps rolling. It doesn't lose pace. And I make some very strong statements, and deductions, and if I'm getting lots of positive feedback from folks, so I hope you enjoy reading it, and I hope it brings the truth to the light. With that, tonight's guest is a forensic criminologist, we could say. He's got a doctorate in that area. He's a former Kansas state trooper. Now, when I say Kansas, I don't mean Hawaii, and I don't mean Kenya. I mean Kansas. And he is doing his part to help people to be ready for any drastic changes that come along so that you've got some survival skills. He is a talk show host in his own right. He had a show called Voices from the Heartland that ran for about a year on RBN. And he has taken on a new mission here. I think he's also going to be broadcasting a show on Saturdays. I don't know how that's panned out, but we are going to find out. And he's also an author. He's had a number of pieces published on News with Views. So that said, I would like to welcome back to Evident Footprints my very good friend, introduced to me by the late Marianne Ponder, Dr. Greg Evenson. Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, Don, it is a privilege to be with you. It's always a great pleasure, and I know Drew is listening in tonight. I tell you, I couldn't have two better buddies in the world than you and Drew, and I'm just glad to be able to be doing what I'm doing. I left the airwaves, as you said, to extend the experience and the training base that I had to folks that are saying, please, will somebody come out and help us out? And so I'm traveling the nation, Don, very diligently here the next 45 days or so to points coast to coast, border to border, and it is dealing with defensive strategies for people that just really don't have much in the way of a lot of training, and they're saying, how do we get ready for this? So that's part of it. My wife, my precious wife, Liz, who worked all this weekend to entertain 20 folks who came up here for some in-field training, she's been involved. She said, Greg, why don't you do a DVD, get it out there, because you can't make all the spots they've asked you to come. So the DVD is available at our website, and the only commercial I'll try tonight, Don, is this one, theheartlandusa.com. If you're interested in any of the things we've published, any of my wife's work, or any of mine, just go there, and we'd be happy to have you go there. Don, we're facing some very difficult days, as you know, and I'm going to pause here and take a breath and let you ask me a question if you like, but what we're looking at and what I am absolutely confident that is coming is the opening shot of where the government is going to take us into this dark time in a prelude to banking issues, vaccine issues against the rolling H5N1 and so forth. We're looking at some very grim times this fall.
Yes, I agree with you. We talk about that often on this show. Of course, what you're doing, and I want to make this perfectly clear to our listening audience, is you're not fear-mongering. You're not trying to scare people.
No.
Pointing out that the government's not going to take care of us. We've got to take care of ourselves. We've got to be responsible.
And Don, you know, there's a great deal of consternation among Americans. I would say, honestly, concerned Americans that maybe don't see the unfolding issues quite like I do, but they're concerned nonetheless because they just have this sense of this rolling, bad thing coming in whatever form you want to look at it, and they're saying, what in the world are we going to do? And so what we're doing is saying to people, look, if you have a good defensive plan, we're not suggesting offensive in any way, shape, or form. It's foolish, first of all. And secondly, it just wouldn't get you anywhere. But we're just saying if things should happen to go a little bit sour on us, you need to have a plan that will get you through this initial time should we experience rolling blackouts, should there be any other events that take place from whatever source. Just have a plan. And so it is with defense in mind, keeping yourself a little bit more than just safe from the possibility of roving bands of criminals or pirates, as I call them, that would be going through the countryside looking for what they can do. It is all about defense, taking care of your family, preparing so that you don't have to rely on a government or a system that may not be workable. That's what it's about, nothing more.
Mm-hmm. Now, Greg, I don't mean to go back in history, so to speak, and fear-monger in a sense, but there are some people tuning in to the show for the very first time that have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm not saying you haven't explained yourself well. What I've learned from your work, and I know you mentioned to me that you did your thesis on Nazi Germany, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, my undergraduate paper was, yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, and you know that a lot of my recent research has been going back and identifying who these people are. I think
that's right.
If you're going to know who your enemy is, you have to know who they are.
Well, Don, it is an outreach of an ongoing, if you will, some are going to cringe now, but there is an ongoing effort. You can call it conspiracy if you wish, but I'll just go effort to make sure that people are channeled down a particular road, no other road. They have no destiny of their own anymore. Freedom and liberty and sovereignty of the individual is, I'm afraid, at least at the present time, a very endangered species if it is not already virtually extinct. So we are dealing with things, Don, that you have been more than adequately researching. In fact, researching in an expert vein, and it does link to our past, no question about that.
Yes. Now, I have to tell you, just about 4 days ago, one of these needles in the haystack just jumped up and bit me in the face, so to speak. It had teeth on it. You know, it wasn't just a little pinpoint. I realized that a whole shipload of spies were sent to Australia, at least on paper, let's say it that way, because all I've got is a document that I found on a website, and I was able to connect Stanley Ann Dunham to a catalog number, or what appeared to be a catalog number, on a pornography photo. Now, I'm not into pornography. However, this photo, these photos were sent to me, and it was something that I determined was going back to her teenage years, probably Christmas time, and likely in Chicago. And there were some savory characters that the so-called Dunham clan hung around with. Anyway, this number was on these pictures. She had posed for someone in their apartment. And the code I had researched about 6 months prior, and something just hit me. Go back and put in the word Yugoslavia. The YA stands for Yugoslavia. Now, everyone in the world who's ever seen those stickers that you put on the back of a car, YU is Yugoslavia. But their code was YA. And instantly it opened up a list. And the date that this document represented spanned from March 6th of 1950, or I should say February 5th of 1950 to March 6th of 1950. And they're claiming that 5 years after the war, there was a massive release of prisoners from what they call the Bagnoli prison camp. Well, there is no such place as the Bagnoli prison camp. It's Bagnola, and there was no prison camp there. So they put a whole boatload of people on the SS Oxfordshire and shipped them, at least on paper, to Australia, and then 2 points beyond. And on that list were the Dunhams, obviously. There were three people that fit that profile on that list, and then I just connected the dots. From there, I could connect the dots to Hawaii, California, Chicago. It was amazing. Okay, so these things that they did, this goes back to the Madrid Circular, which was found in 1950, the same time. And T.H. Teatons had written a book called Germany Plots with the Kremlin. So we have this fascist-communist cooperation going on to take over the world. And that's what we're seeing right now. Yep. This usurper in Washington, D.C. fits that mold to a T. And so do all the unsavory characters that surrounded him. Go ahead and comment. Would you like to comment on that, on the basis of...
Don, I was just saying I agreed completely. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind, and perhaps there's some other folks out there thinking the same thing, although we can speculate, and just because we can kind of connect the dots, it still begs the question, why the torturous route that these characters have taken or were directed to take? Don, is it the only trouble I've ever had in going with this whole premise is, did they really have the plan that far back to promote and to actually produce and promote our present day situation. I have to answer my own question and say, well, apparently they did. But I still have a little difficulty, and I know you can clear this up for me, and others maybe too, is why the long time, very long, torturous route to get where we are today.
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is the level of secrecy that's required. You see, the problem right now is they're ramping everything up. Okay, we have to make a choice. Do I do this research? Do I have a radio show? Do I expose these lies?
Sure.
Or do I sit back and do nothing about it because it's easier for me to do? And they thought, they miscalculated. They didn't anticipate that God would play a role in this and awaken people.
Sure.
They underestimated that, and now they're panicking.
Don, it's clear. It's clear that they are pulling out every conceivable stop with hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars going into keeping this off the record, out of the courts, and therefore untouchable before the American people, when it is appears to be through the very great research you've been doing and the efforts of some others to get it through the court system, that this is about to come unraveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Greg, you've been in law enforcement for a long time. I don't know the exact number of years. You might want to tell the audience how long that's been.
Well, I tell you, from the start to the actual finish was not a career, but it was about 14 years, 15 years.
Okay.
So it was, and that doesn't count the research time. But it spanned a time when law enforcement was in great flux. And although I was involved with writing recovery plans after a nuclear incident or a biological incident, and I've been involved in levels of security within the state and so forth, that I've had a tremendous opportunity to be to gain a lot of experience and to be involved at various levels. But I can tell you that this, no matter the breadth and scope of investigations or whatever that I've been involved in, this is Don, this is world class. You're doing what Scotland Yard and Interpol and large city police departments would love to have an investigator on board like you, because you just don't know the word quit or I'm sorry, I'm out of leads. You just keep digging them up. I'd like I said, he'd be at the bottom of your shovel.
Well,
he'd have flat dug me up.
Well,
let me just add this for your sake of your audience. I know Don is not the kind, nor is Drew Raines, as far as that goes, to ever toot their own horns, because they're men of character, and they know that many people are involved in efforts like this, and I know Don has his associates and Drew does too, and I do as well, that deserve an awful lot of credit, and sometimes they're not quite as willing to take the credit. But nonetheless, they deserve it. And Don, all I can tell you is that without the efforts that you have made, I just do not believe that we would be at a level of understanding of this in the unofficial world of discovery, as opposed to those who are trying to make their way through the federal court system and so forth. You have actually done us a tremendous amount of work and effort to bring that out, and I'm grateful for that. It's without parallel.
Well, you're very kind, and I appreciate what you're saying. I give the credit to God.
Sure.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, what's going on, what we're experiencing, is being carried out by those who are enemies of God, although they tell us otherwise. If you use your discernment, and I know that, you know, you and I have talked about intuition. A researcher or an investigator, someone in law enforcement, for example, has to have a little bit of an intuition. Otherwise, you get nowhere. The facts are not going to just jump out and grab you around the throat. You have to look for them. And you have to trust hunches. And you have to really look inside yourself and make that connection. It's sort of a supernatural connection, I have to say, because I never in my life have worked as hard as I have on these investigations, and it's about getting to the truth, you see. It's about understanding what these people intend to do. And really, when I go back and I read the work of many, many other great authors that have, I'm not calling myself a great author, I'm just saying many great authors who have taken the time years and years ago to explain these things to us. Even from the time of our founding fathers, there were many things that they said that really still make sense as if it's being said today. And the treasonous people that are in Washington, D.C., the corrupt people that run the banks out of New York and other parts of the world, and these people have not only sold their souls, they're in the process of selling out our whole country. They figure if they give the ownership to their cohorts overseas, that they can just take over. And so it's very obvious what's going on. You see, when I researched Barack Obama's family, I stumbled upon real estate fraud. And you cannot imagine how much fraud there is. Folks out there, you cannot imagine. And yet, he claims to be an American. He claims to be born in Hawaii. And when I look at Hawaii, I see a parallel. They were founded, the banking system was founded in Hawaii exactly the time that Paul Warburg came here, 10 years before presenting the Federal Reserve Act to be signed by the 10 Illuminati families over here. And it's no accident that occurred. It's no accident that those people went to California and Washington and that the Communist Party was set up in those states. And, you know, we have this sort of ignorant tolerance to these things. Why? Why tell us we're the land of the free and all the while you're lying and establishing and allowing the roots to take place of communism in this country? It's a sin. And the rest of the world is watching us to see if we fall or if we stand up on our feet and stand against this. Go ahead.
No, Don, I was just going to signal the affirmation I was all along the way here to every word that you said. It is perplexing doesn't come close. It is a stupefying sense of how could this be in a country that was founded with such promise, with such zeal for liberty and sovereignty. How could it be that we have, in just our short 230-plus years of existence, come to this moment? How could it be that every faction on planet Earth that has been involved in this world cabal of bankers and others to bring down this country, because we're the last bastion of any shred of freedom, and that's about all we've got left. It just staggers the mind and the emotions of Americans, especially those, Don, that are historically in tune with what this nation was and what it has become, and those that have been involved in the religious movement in the country, that have seen the rise of the truth of the scripture become basically a fodder for the local dumpster. The truth and lies have permeated every segment of our country. I will tell you that patriots who I've been talking to on the phone, when I say patriot, I'm not trying to use a pejorative term that people laugh at. I'm talking about true patriots, Don, that understand their role, understand their responsibility, and are trying desperately to get themselves in a position where they can help others at this moment when darkness falls and the switch goes off and the internet goes dark and the cell phones go silent and the electrical grid perhaps crumbles as well. We're looking at that very kind of thing that could be triggered so easily by a massive banking failure or a false flag or an event triggered from some source where the states are ready to move their roadblocks into position, and all of the rest of it. I don't know that our listeners, our good friends from across the ocean, are going to understand that this is happening as we speak. I have confirmation, Don, on a daily and sometimes, certainly weekly, but almost daily basis from others, and I know Drew has as well, confirming what we're saying. It is just at the precipice. And I look to see, all right, what's going to trip it? Is it going to be the final effort that Mr. Sotero takes to say, no, this is not, you're not disrupting this plan. This plan has been formulated through the ages. We are at the moment of birth, the birth pangs of this communist conspiracy, this world cabal is at our door. And the only thing, Don, the only thing that will stop it is the good grace of God Almighty and the efforts of patriots across this country to keep the word flowing. Good retired Marines and good retired Army Special Forces people and all the rest that are saying, not on my watch, I have not reneged on my oath.
Yes, well said. You know, that's how I feel. You know, when you use the word patriot, the way we're taught in school, people picture Paul Revere.
Yeah.
Riding on his horse,
foreign hat, you know.
Yeah, and carrying a lantern, you know,
yeah.
and you wonder if it's for him or for the horse, you know.
Well, but Don, the symbol, you see, and I'm big into symbols, is this lantern, this light of God's word, the light of truth, the light of liberty, the light of freedom, the light of the safety and security that we banter back and forth about, that people want, but yet, you know, are you willing to give it all for what? And so we look at that as a symbol of all of those good things and how that light is being extinguished right before our eyes to go into what? The darkness of enslavement, the darkness of command and people control throughout the world, but especially this country. Don, we don't, I know you don't, I know Drew doesn't, I know our other good friends, we don't feel that we're in a position of superiority over anyone, people or events or anything, at least I don't. Our nation has sometimes taken that position, unfortunately, to our detriment, but we're all trying to work together. Look, I have great brothers in heart in Canada and in other areas of the world that are writing to me regularly saying, what can you do? Can you please help us? And they're already feeling it much deeper than we are, and I'm just saying, oh, dear Lord, what kind of a mandate do we have here? And some of these countries are facing mandated vaccines coming through as early as September. What are they going to do? How are they going to resist this, if they can at all? So I'm just saying to you, you know, we're all in this together, and we just need to keep fighting together, and that's why I appreciate so very much your program as well as your efforts in trying to reveal these horrible issues.
Well, there. While you're speaking, there's so many things going through my mind. Where do I begin? You know, there's this saying, look, you know, always follow the money. Follow the money and you can see who's behind it, who has the problem. This is just about people, and really we're talking about an illusion here. We're not even talking about anything of substance. What really matters is who we are and the choices that we make. Because we have a choice. Now, we're going to allow this to occur, or we're going to stand up strong and tall and say, no, not going to take it. That's it.
That's right. And I will tell you that I am being contacted daily, as I've said so many times, but so many different kinds of people. But they are saying, Greg, we are at the end of this. I have my family, my business, my whatever. We have nothing more to lose. The only thing we can do now is say, is there someone that will stand with us? And maybe it's not quite yet to the muskets on the green. And the resistance that our forefathers showed, but I will tell you that the people I am in communication with are increasingly desperate, and I told them, I said, please, desperate people do desperate things at desperate times. Be courageous people that do courageous things at desperate times, and just be prepared, stand back, hold on, don't get yourself in trouble, just be ready for what's coming. You know, Don, I think they're responding to that. At least I hope so, because that's the only hope we have.
Yeah, you see, the way things work on this planet, everything is fear-based, isn't it? I mean, you have to have security, you have to have care, whether it's health care or whatever, you know, energy shortage, pandemics. They create these things intentionally, and all you have to do is really look around. You know, when I look outside my window, or when I go outside and look around wherever I am, I don't see what they're saying, if you get my meaning. Now, I see signs of what you're describing. I sense that something's afoot. I sense something's on the way. And by comparing information and by doing my own research, I come to the conclusion, ultimately, it's going to be us on the side of God or us on the side of Satan. That's the choice that we have. There's no in between.
Don, it's the age-old battle between the forces of God himself and of Satan himself. It is good against evil, the demonic forces against angelic forces. However, we are, I don't want to say we're pawns in this battle. I think we're more than that. But we are in the midst of it, whether we like it or not, whether we want to be a part of it or not. We are going to come down on one side or the other. And I think of those heroic men and women who are part of the Marine Corps and of our Army and Navy and Air Force people. Obviously, I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'll also mention the Coast Guard, the brave of the brave. But all of these men and women who have sworn an oath to protect the United States of America are in a quandary so deep and so wide, Don, as to again stagger the person of virtue and common sense. They are being called on to do things that many of us who've never been in the military can only wonder about. You only get a close proximity if you go to a violent war picture or something that you know you see in the movies to get just a shred of it. But I'm going to tell you, the real life is even worse because you can't hide behind the screen or you can't go out and get popcorn. You're there, and it is the most traumatic thing that can happen to a human being. And so they have been put in this position by forces and movements beyond their control to require them to reach goals that they don't understand, that they're given orders that seem to make no sense, that they are required to evaluate in the field and do things that just are almost impossible to do, and yet they dig deep and they find the resolve most of the time, most of the people involved, to do the right thing. And I'll tell you, Don, in my view, even when things don't go well for some of these service folks, I cannot come down with one shred of condemnation to heap on their heads because they made a mistake or they were involved in something so serious that the outcome was in doubt, and when it was all said and done, they weren't even sure how they got out of it except by the grace of God, literally. And all of this is racing through our nation and through our people overseas. To what end? What could it possibly be that Barry Sotero has known from his youth that one day he would be in the White House of the United States as the first black president with an agenda so cruel and so devastating that to tell it in the public, they would have said, did you just write a book of fiction? And yet, Don, you and Drew and all our friends and all of us are living this. We are seeing it unfold before our eyes. And I will tell the rest of the people in the world that are listening, I think sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it's harder for an American to understand what we are going through than it has been for some of you folks who have unfortunately been through it, and you've had your own time in history where there was repression and there was great consternation among your people to even survive. And I think of those in Scotland and Ireland and other places that may be listening tonight, and very well in Venezuela, that where there's great problems being brewed by the president, Chavez. And so we look at all this and we say, how is this intertwined? How is this drawn together? And it's only through, guys that have made the supreme effort like you, Don, that can give us any hint as to what's going on. I have to tell you, my wife walked in the room and she dropped a piece of paper and she said, she wrote up the two names and she said, is it possible that Judge Sotomayor and Sotero could possibly be related? Looking at the spelling of their names there a little bit, and I said, well, I'm not sure, but anything almost is possible. But here we are.
Well, give Liz my best, by the way.
And, oh, I sure shall. Yeah, she makes the world of you.
Have her read my article. I think it'll answer some of her questions.
I have no doubt of it, and I apologize again to you publicly, Don, that we just didn't get to it. It's
no.
A little busy around here, but I sure will. I love your stuff.
No need to apologize. Greg, we've got a caller. Would you like to take a call?
Absolutely, sure.
This is one of our BBSRadio.com hosts, and it's Dr. Christopher Holmes. Dr. Holmes, good evening.
Hi, Don. You were breaking up on my internet where I am, and I was losing you a lot, so I thought I'd call in and try to contribute to your, really important kind of discussions of what's happening in the world at this time. And, Don, I may step into the position of being the leader of the Canadian Action Party, which is a group of Canadians who have woken up to all of the things that you fellows are talking about, the criminality of our government, the everything from the enforced inoculations and the criminality. These people are being exposed around the world. Like, this is a worldwide movement of people waking up to what's been done to our societies. These people belong in jail. They do. You have numerous FEMA camps in the United States, and you need to start putting people into them. And we know who these people are. Like, we know who these people are. You know, they're the Rockefellers, they're the Council of Foreign Relations, they're all these devious people who poison you from the skies with chemtrails, who want to bring enforced inoculations on you to prevent you from getting the diseases that they've created in their biological labs. These people are insane psychopaths. We need to put them in FEMA camps. And we need to apply the laws of the United States and of Canada to seize the assets of all those involved in terrorist activities. And we need to see who these terrorists really are. We know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
These people need to be put in jail. You need people in the United States, in the military, in the police, in the CIA, and the FBI, who have any integrity left in them, to start seizing those above them who perpetrate these monstrous crimes against humanity, and to start unraveling this web of deception that they've created. Like, this information is coming out around the world. This is not just in the U.S. It's in Canada, too. We have a criminal government in Canada. They are essentially terrorists. They support the terrorist agenda of the New World Order. They're about to have enforced inoculations against natives in Canada and pregnant women. My God, you know, what's become of our countries?
Don, we need to have this gentleman run for office somewhere.
I'm about to step into the position of the leadership of the Canadian Action Party, and we're taking our country back from these people.
Our
motto is throw the bombs out. Throw the bums out. These people have deceived us so many years. These people are all subject to Nuremberg conditions. You know, they all do their job, you know, and they earn their money and they mass murder people. They think nothing of it. These people need to be exposed publicly, and they will be. And they'll be in their FEMA camps. And all these people, they can go in their FEMA camps, and they can have their enforced inoculations. And they can have chips so we know where they are, and they can have new pet dogs, and they can enjoy intercourse among themselves. We're taking our nations back from these people.
And don't forget the chemtrail cocktails that will serve
them.
Yeah,
chemtrail cocktails. It is so, the truth is coming out in the world, and we're going to take our world back from these people. And by the year 2012, all the debts of all the nations of the world are going to be reduced to zero, because we're going to put these criminals in jail, and all their assets are going to be seized by the people of the world, and all the debts of the world will be paid off.
Well,
that's what's going to happen.
I'm going to make sure that I get the two of you in touch. We'll do this off the air, if that's okay.
Sure.
I think Dr. Holmes and Dr. Evenson, we've got two doctors on the show now. I love your spirit, Dr. Holmes, I have to tell you.
Well, it's refreshing, Don, to hear a man speak this plainly, and especially, I presume, a Canadian. Because it's not that Canadians are void of courageous speech. It's simply that again, they're basically a good folks that are peaceful at heart and have a wonderful outlook on life, and yet they've been taken advantage of, just like good Americans who were trying to just conduct their lives in a normal fashion, raise their children in a good environment, and all of these elements that have been brought to us by business and by television networks and by movie theaters and by games that these children play, these deadly games. What in the world are they conditioning these people for? Well, we know what they're conditioning them for. And so, Doctor, I'm grateful for you and your efforts where you are. And by all means, don't quit. We need you.
Yeah, no, I'm just stepping into it more. I'm furious. I can't believe the moral depravity of what's become of our nations. You know, the American dream, like, people in the world believed in America. You know, we believed you. You believed in democracy. You defended people. And you instead become the world's leading terrorist. You have assassination squads that go around the world and murder people inside of puppet governments. Like, when's the end of your criminality and your depravity? You have a group of psychopaths, perverts, and pedophiles who rule your nation. Let's take our nations back. Like, by God, what's happened to us is so incredible. I'm speechless, you know.
Well, Dr. Holmes,
I could not agree with you more. But what we are seeing is the ultimate state sanctioning of anything goes. And we're going to do what we're going to do because we are just big enough to do it, and it doesn't matter. We're going to go over and inject ourselves into other nations and other nations' business. You know, I've said for quite a few years, the world, for a period of time at least, would be far better if the United States of America would retreat to its borders, take care of its own problems, if it's capable of doing even that, and leave the world alone. The world can deal with their own problems however they see fit to do it, and we have no mandate, we have no big request from the rest of the planet to be walking around and swiping everybody with a big stick every now and then. We should do the decent thing, the moral thing, the upstanding thing, the thing of our past when we were benevolent and we helped in ways that truly were understandable. And I agree with you 100%. We brought up on ourselves our own problems, but now we need to try and correct those, and it's going to have to come from the remnant of the people in this country that will demand no less than a return to good, civilian, civil, decent, moral, righteous liberty in this country.
Yes, very well said.
Ron Paul expresses it so simply. He says, America's dream was never to be interventionist. We have, you have military bases in 130-some countries around the world, and you spend billions, and you sacrifice hundreds of thousands of your own young men and women in the service of these psychopathic elites.
Yes,
like,
well, this is...
All it
this
is like not being non-interventionist. Why do you as Americans think you have a right to have this global dominant global military dominance? Like, it's insane. And
Dr. Holmes,
people don't support it. I love many Americans. I've married many American friends, and they're not like that. You know, it's a criminality of these elites who have taken over your society, like they've taken over Canada, England, and every other major country in the world. It's unbelievable. It's God's story, what's become of us.
Dr. Holmes, people here say that our leaders are committing treason.
They are.
Well, then they're traitors. But I take it a step further, and this is the focal point of my research. They are traitors, but let's put the prefix infill in front of it. They are infiltrators. They are not Americans. They are working for this cabal, which you very accurately described. These people are not Americans. That's the thing.
No.
Just like the ones that are taking over Canada are not Canadians.
That's right. That's why we need our police, our intelligence services, our military to live up to their oaths of office. And
yes.
To arrest those superiors that are part of this conspiratorial international cabal of criminals.
Yes. If
we put these people in jail and took their assets, it would pay off the debts of the United States within a month.
Mm-hmm.
You would have so much abundance in the United States as you would around the world. There would be so much wealth that everyone could live happily and we'd have a wonderful, prosperous life.
Sure. And I go a step beyond the FEMA camps, fill up the FEMA camps with these characters, and then open up the zoos and let the animals out and put them in there. Okay? That would probably be the better place. In fact, fire the guys that clean up the stalls, if you get my meaning.
And let them do it.
Dr. Holmes, we've got another caller.
I've got
to let you go.
Thanks,
but
Don.
I'd like to have you come on the show this coming month.
Anytime,
if you would.
Don, I'm in the moment. I'm running for leadership of the Canadian Action Party. I invite everybody to my show on Saturday. At 4 to 6 Eastern Time, I'm having major people on dealing with this, our new CAP initiative to awake Canadians to how they're attempting to commit genocide against the Canadian population through enforced inoculations. So please attend, people, and let's keep going. Thanks, Don, for your research.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for your call.
Sorry. Okay. Dr. Evenson, we have another call. Listen to me call you doctor now. Greg.
Well, I don't know. Greg's great.
Okay. Greg, we've got Ron in Pennsylvania on the line here. Ron, thanks for holding. A question or comment for Greg Evenson?
Both, in a way. This evening, Monday evening, rather, on the homepage I got here of Internet Explorer, there was mention of California somehow having some kind of a budget agreement or something. I don't know if they're going to pay their bills. I didn't get into it, and I don't know if they're going to pay their bills with the money they don't have or what they're going to do, but it seemed like a positive header, and I didn't go into the story. Now, on the 18th of July, down in Biloxi, Mississippi, there was a governor's meeting of all the 50 states, all the governors. Now, just before 7 p.m. Monday, I was listening to another internet program, and a caller called in a few minutes before 7 and asked the host of the program if he heard of that governor's meeting in which there was a closed-door secret meeting of all the 50 governors, assuming they all attended. Now, if that is true, I don't know where he got his information, and I wonder if you guys had heard anything about that, and if it was a closed-door meeting, the press or nobody else was allowed in, would they have been preparing the governors for this windfall of money to pay their bills, or are they preparing them for the collapse? I'm just wondering if you guys heard anything about this.
The only bit of information I can point out to you is that the closed-door sessions that I was aware of were dealing with a confrontation between the governors and representatives of the administration in their abject rejection of the continued unfunded mandates at a time when, of course, there are no excess monies in any of the states. And I believe that out of that has come another outpouring of, at least at this point, promises, whether it translates into reality or not, but promises of additional stimulus money that will help relieve some of this problem within the state. And, of course, California is being the major problem right at the moment because they are at the tipping point. So beyond that, I can't confirm, you know, your speculation, but that did occur.
I would add that the state of California is issuing IOUs to all state employees. Now, they can't go to their bank and present an IOU for deposit. In fact, that's illegal. According to California law, you cannot post-date a check for anything. And in essence, an IOU to an employee is a post-dated check. That may never even arrive. I mean, it's totally fraudulent. And on that basis, they should impeach Arnold Schwarzenegger. They should. Now, in addition to that, every last three Fridays of the month, they're off. So all the state offices are closed during that time. I mean, it's obscene what's going on. This goes way back to Jerry Brown and Gray Davis, and they pulled all these Enron scams. Importing energy. They made fists fulls of money, stole the money, and that's all that's going on. This stuff about stimulus, you know how much stimulus money went out? About 10%. And what did go out went to Europe. So, you know, it's smoke and mirrors. And the media, let's include the media in this. They are equally responsible for what's going on. They're not telling us the truth about what's going on. I've been telling the listeners the truth. Greg, you have been telling the listeners the truth. Dr. Kasem Khalil, Rick Adams, Drew Raines, on and on. People are telling the truth. Christopher Story from the International Currency Review knows more about what's going on in the finances in the U.S. than anybody in the Congress, anybody in the Senate, or the administration, or the Federal Reserve, and the U.S. Treasury. And likely the central banks, other than they all know that they're stealing money left and right. So
Don,
this is...
The press continues to be complicit because they knew that all of this would reach a flashpoint within probably, most likely, projections were within the first year of the Obama presidency. And you see, because they all bought into it, they all pushed it, they all were living for this miraculous change that was coming. Well, change came, but it wasn't tagged with miracles. But what they're doing now, of course, is full retreat, and they're covering their tracks the best they can because they have to continue the great lie. Otherwise, it will come unraveled much quicker than they can allow for it before they get all these programs into play. But the press is 100%, that is mainstream media, is 100% in complicity with the White House in not telling the American people the truth. And we have today just one more example of it coming out of this governor's conference.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know what the other states are doing, but this law we've got for a governor here in Pennsylvania, he spends money like a drunken sailor, but that's not fair to sailors, and he'll take a bribe at the drop of a hat. Because if you notice, during this phony baloney election, which it really wasn't one, there was Fatso Randall standing. He wants a governor's position in the White House so bad he can almost taste it, so obviously he's going to take any bribe that he wants. And I know for a fact, I was at a friend's house a few days ago, a guy across the street works for the state of Pennsylvania, and he's pretty well loaded with his paychecks. He has kids going to school, family to support, kids in college, and so forth. He worked this recent paycheck, the most recent one, got no money, zero on the check. He had to go take out a loan so he could eat. These guys are not getting paid. Now, I don't know where the hell they're going to get their money at, unless they go print it in their attic in a printing press or something. And I don't know how these other states are. I don't know where they're getting money. But it is not good, and there's a lot of people working for free, which is illegal.
Yeah,
well,
and the main thing...
That's the exact reason that so many have been... They're saying, why is it this fall that there's this huge banking, yet this banking issue? Well, it's really not... Well, it is about the banks, because they're just in a continuing free fall. But it is more about reaching... the point of flash, the nuclear reaction, whatever, that is going to bring all of these state workers who are not being paid, and that's filtering down into the law enforcement areas, and even to the extent that security agencies and so forth within the states are not being paid. And so it's going to come down to where it will reach meltdown. And at that point, you reach into the mix and pull out the forced vaccinations and the $24 trillion that was mentioned publicly tonight on a broadcast about one of the government officials saying, now it's really, when we really come down to it with the banks, it's more about $24 trillion with a T, and now they're mentioning the Q word, quadrillion, worldwide, that's still out there. And as Don, as I've said many times on air and off air, this is only the tip of the iceberg. Caller, you've been very astute.
Yes.
You're on this.
Well, I'm going to be there with the other people fighting like hell, and the New World Order is not spoken in this home. That's the end of that. Having been in the military for a little bit and law enforcement for a little bit, I know where it's at, and I could see where it's going. But it won't go where people think it's going here.
Look, do what you can for your people out in Pennsylvania. Get them together. Keep telling them, don't quit, because these folks are going to get caught with their pants right down around their ankles when this comes down.
I know, it's bad. I'm hearing a lot of people complaining. I've been spreading the word as much as I can to the people in such a fashion as not to scare them to death, but at least to bring them to their senses to see what is actually happening.
Well, that's right. I couldn't agree. Thanks so much. Good
yes.
job.
Take well, care, thanks for calling in. Well, Greg, we're coming on the close of the show here.
Sure.
Certainly, I could go on several more hours with you, but I know that you're
by, didn't it?
Yeah, you're a busy guy, and you got to get your beauty sleep. I know. So.
Yeah, I'm so beautiful. I look in the mirror all the time. Don, I tell you, it's been a pleasure as always. You're just a grand fella, and thanks so much for letting me share this time with you and folks around the world and wherever you're listening. Look, it is bleak, but there is hope. There's hope through the good Lord, and there's hope in that people will just not quit, like this gentleman in Pennsylvania and in Canada and wherever. We just work together, and God with us, it'll work. Thanks, Don. Appreciate you so much.
Well, thanks for being on, Greg, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. Again, my best to Liz, and we'll have you on again soon.
Thanks, Don.
Okay. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and our special guest, Dr. Greg Evenson. Please visit his website, theheartlandusa.com. Again, that's theheartlandusa.com. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Don Newsom on the sound tonight. Thank you very much. And our webmaster, Seth Hendrick, out there. Most of all, I want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow night when our special guest will be my publisher, editor at the Idaho Observer, Ingrid Castle. Don't want to miss tomorrow's show. We're going to talk about vaccines and all that stuff. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in from around the world. Shout out to everyone on Blog Talk Radio and Wind Talkers Radio, Drew Raines, and the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon. I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, light, and have a good night.